To Australia next, where tropical cyclone Alfred is set to bring damaging winds and heavy rain to the east coast when it makes landfall as a Category 2 storm over the next 48 hours. It's the first cyclone to hit the region since Cyclone Zoe in 1974. Some 4 million people along a 400 kilometre stretch of coastline could be affected. Residents in Brisbane are bracing themselves.
We're a little bit concerned because we back onto a lake which takes in all the storm water, and then we're quite close to the ocean as well.
Back onto the kind of the big dam, so a lot of water kind of comes down.
There's floods often when this kind of rain happens, so yeah, we're just trying to get ready for that.
We've not been flooded before, but we've not experienced cyclone where we live before either, so yeah, a little bit nervous. We don't really have much family around here either.
Voices from Brisbane there. Earlier we spoke to reporter Aisling Maloney, who's in Sydney, about the scale of this coming storm.
Yes, Carol. So this is being described as a once-in-a-generation cyclone. It's the worst tropical cyclone to hit so far south on the east coast of Australia since the 1970s. So it's a Category 2 tropical cyclone, and it's estimated to affect about 4.5 million Australians when it does make landfall in the next 24 to 48 hours. So I suppose to put that into context to people listening at home, Australia is a really big country, of course, but its path of the cyclone is estimated to be around 400 kilometres wide, where the worst of the storm will hit, and that is the length of Ireland. So if you can just imagine, I suppose, a storm that severe hitting the entire country in the same severity, you can see how difficult it's going to be, how destructive it's going to potentially be, and potentially deadly, really. At the moment, Carol, it's kind of lying in wait. They've had gusty winds in the area today. It certainly hasn't been good weather. Very unsettled, extremely gusty wind and a lot of rain. But that's only kind of the start of this storm and a brief kind of view of what's to come. It could potentially be extremely damaging to a very populated area of the east coast of Australia, which is what makes this so unique. People see the big country of Australia. There's not a lot of people in the middle, but there are a lot of people on the edges. And this is one of those places where there are a lot of people. You're talking about the areas of Brisbane, which is a big city. You're talking about holiday destinations and very beach vibe places like Byron Bay. You're talking about Noosa. All those places people go when they come to travel Australia as well. So very populated, heavily populated areas, Carol.
You say that preparations are being made. I understand many schools have closed in advance of the weather. What else is happening?
Yes, indeed. I mean, supermarkets for the last couple of days have been kind of ravaged by the people in these areas trying to get ready for these storms. Warehouses like Bunnings and stuff like that have run out of sandbags in many areas. People are just scrambling to stockpile toilet paper, water. There's all the advice online about what to do if you're in these areas, is to have things like flashlights, batteries, all those kind of essentials if the power goes out for a long time. So people have been stocking up on that all week. So we've seen lots of images of people going to supermarkets and there being absolutely nothing on the shelves. As I mentioned, some supermarkets have closed their doors in preparation for, I suppose, the severity of the bad weather. But essentially from kind of Friday, so it's Thursday night here at the moment, Carol, from kind of Friday morning early, they're expecting the storm to draw nearer. It could potentially make landfall on Friday, but maybe more so Saturday morning, they're thinking now. But essentially, most people are being told just to stay indoors, shelter in place, or in some areas, there's about 11 areas that have been told to evacuate tonight, and other areas that have been told, especially areas that are due to, are prone to flooding, and they've been instructed to stay indoors from tonight. So okay. Extremely scary for those people in those areas.
And that was reporter Aisling Maloney speaking to us a while ago from Sydney.